Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We have all kinds of great guests for you, including our next guest, who I love her, I adore her, and I love every time she comes on the show. She holds nothing back. And, I mean, when you have the nickname Princess of Darkness, does it get any better than that? On the Fan Hotline, one of our favorites, Amy Trask. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Well, I love you, and I adore you, too. And yes. I love you, Cleveland Browns fans. You are always so, so wonderful. I loved going to the Dog Pound when we played in Cleveland. And yes, I'll be rooting for the other team this weekend, but I do love you all.
But it is an entertaining story going into a game when you have two teams that are 2-8, and Shedeur Sanders is the talk of the league right now. Your thoughts on the big story that revolves around our team that can't find a quarterback?
I tried to do the math yesterday, and I was unable to do that because I still have PTSD from trying to learn word problems and algebra and things like that. But, we all read that 42 starting quarterbacks in 22 seasons, and I didn't know what the heck to do. Do you divide 42 by 26, or do you divide 26 by 42? So I put it out there on X, and I let everybody else do the math. I will simply say that when I do the math, that's a lot of quarterbacks. And look, while we have different rooting interests this week, obviously, I certainly will wish for Shedeur to be the best he can be over his time with the Browns. The Browns have not done a good job developing quarterbacks, and I hope that changes with him. The biggest example of late, from my perspective, is Baker Mayfield. Look what Baker Mayfield has gone on to do since leaving Cleveland. He finished up his career there playing with a very, very significant injury. And look, I just don't think he was set up to succeed. So hopefully things will be very different for Shedeur.
So when you were the CEO of the Raiders, did you ever deal with anyone who was like Shedeur, where you had this, almost following to it, where, media circus is such a bad way to put it, but a lot of media coverage, a lot of thoughts. Did you ever deal with something like that? And how did you deal with it?
You know, that's a great question, and I'll let you in on a little secret about the way my brain works. Nothing is springing to mind right now about a specific player example, but this will percolate over the next hours, and maybe the next time we speak, I'll have thought about something, because my brain does that. It percolates when it thinks about things. But did we ever have to deal with media issues when I was working for Al Davis? Certainly you just. it does become a big issue to some organizations. I'm not fond of the expression, it's a distraction. You don't need to let things become a distraction. So hopefully that doesn't happen for the Browns. Look, as relates to it's a distraction, I was on a team flight home and, one of our coaches, not the head coach, strode over to me very angrily, said that the fact that we didn't have the right kind of candy bars on the plane constituted a distraction. Ugh. And I looked at him and I said, if you think missing a certain kind of candy bar is a distraction, we've got bigger problems than missing candy bars. And the reason I share that with you is there will be some who say that all the attention on Shedeur will constitute a distraction. Well, you know what, Cleveland Browns? Don't let it be a distraction. Just focus on the job at hand.
Hmm. Did you ever find this is the bigger question. When the Browns were going through this whole quarterback situation, right? They trade Kenny Pickett to the Raiders. They trade Joe Flacco to the Bengals. So now they let the two veterans who are actually playing out the door, Deshaun Watson still around. And now you're in a situation, and I look around the league and I just don't see it anywhere else, where you've got a rookie starting and then a rookie as the backup. And I know a lot of people want to sit around here and talk about the fact, well, Sanders, you know, didn't get any first team reps. And I'm like, maybe he should have because no one else is in this situation. Were you ever in a double rookie situation like this?
Not that I recall, but that which you just said about giving him reps really resonated with me. I understand the Browns point, which is you've got two rookies. You've got to give the rookie who's starting as many reps as you can. Well, guess what? Every single player, and you know this, so I say guess what rhetorically, every player is one play away from an injury. So even if your logic, and clearly this is what the Browns indicated theirs was, give the starting rookie all the reps, well, how does that help you then if he goes out, which he did, and the other rookie has to go in, which he did, and he's had zero reps? I don't think that makes sense. I don't think it's fair to the team as a whole. I don't think it's fair to the rookie who gets no reps, who's now playing. I just don't think it's a good idea.
So it's interesting you say that just because there's been this, I mean, goodness, backlash from many a backup quarterbacks in the league saying, I don't know what to tell you. This is kind of just the way that the league works. You know, the starter doesn't want to give up any of those reps. Brian Hoyer had a really good piece in The Athletic where he said he walked out there. Bill O'Brien sent him out there when he was with the Patriots, and Tom Brady said, get away from me. I'm taking this rep. I don't know what you're doing here. You know?
Well, I mean, that's absolutely accurate, but that doesn't, I guess two things are not inconsistent. Everything you just said is accurate. That is what a starter tends to do. And you want to give the starting player as many, if not all, the reps. But you've got to also recognize that every player is one play away from out of the game.
Yes.
And now you've got another rookie. You know, it would be one thing if your backup wasn't also a rookie, because then your backup will have taken reps. But you've got to prioritize not only the rookie who's starting, but the fact that you've got another rookie. Prioritize giving him some reps because he might, and he did, go into the game with no reps. I don't think that makes sense. Hey, here's the beauty of life. There can be differences of opinion, and when we all disagree with one another, we can do it agreeably and have a reasoned discussion, just like we're doing. Imagine that.
It's a shocking thing.
Are you sure? Wait, is this talk radio? Hey, I
hold on. I think I'm supposed to yell right now. Am I supposed to yell? Andy, are you supposed to yell?
No, I got to pinch myself.
Someone
I got
to yell.
Figure this thing out. Amy, I'm just tired of hearing everybody say, this is the way it's done in the NFL, that backups don't get any reps. I do understand there are limited reps. I get that. I totally understand it. But there's also limited times where you have two rookies in the same situation.
Right.
And,
and when people...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just think you have to think outside of the box. If you're gonna put yourself in the box, you better start thinking about being on the outside of it. That's all.
Well, that's a great way to say it. The other point is when people say, well, you know, backups don't tend to get reps. They don't get reps. Well, then the question is, well, are those backups rookies who might be in the game having had no reps? I mean, it's one thing if your backup is a veteran or at least has played some downs. But if you've got two rookies at one and two, you're best taking care of your team as a whole if you give them each some reps. And look, I get it. People are going to disagree with me. Go ahead, disagree with me. But let's remember that disagreeing agreeably is a good thing to do.
The Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask, joining us on the fan hotline, and we always appreciate it. What do you make of Pete Carroll being the head coach of the Raiders, and especially at the age that he is? And more than anything, do you like the idea of bringing in a coach for a year or two to kind of set the...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Culture before setting everything forward, like it seems like the Raiders might be trying to do.
Well, now you've given me the opportunity to do what's called in our industry a tease, because I'm going to jump on CBS Sports HQ Spotlight a bit later today, and I'm going to talk about this very issue. Pete is a good coach. I liked the hire of Pete. I don't believe Pete is best being positioned by the organization to be his best, and I feel badly about that, not just for Raider fans, who I shall forever love, not just for Pete, but for all the players on that team. He's not being positioned to be his best. I like Pete. I think he's a good coach. I also think he could have done and still can do if he's given the freedom and the autonomy to do it, of set the organization on the right path, as you just suggested he could.
Hmm. Bigger surprise, Patriots 9-2, Broncos 9-2.
I will say Patriots, and not that I'm necessarily that surprised. I'm a bit surprised. I'm not surprised at all by the Broncos. I said, and in one very, very sad respect, you'll hear what it is in a minute, I was wrong. I said going into this season that I thought I thought the AFC West was up for grabs. The Chiefs could win. The Chargers could win. The Broncos could win. Dare I see it, say it. I hoped for Raider fans that the Raiders could win. Obviously, I was wrong on that. But, you know, I thought the Broncos had a very good chance of winning the division. And I think the Chargers still do, and the Chiefs still do. So I think it's one of the more exciting divisions in football.
3 out of 4 is not a bad way to live. I mean, that's pretty good. That's a C. That, you don't have to have that signed by your parents. That's a good way to go.
That's very funny you say it to the kid who was always, like, at best a C student up until high school.
It's amazing how that goes. Amy Trash joining us. So the other thing I wanted to ask you about, did you see the story, and Mike Florio had it in Pro Football Talk, it was initially out of the Wall Street Journal, about the NFL having their eyes on a high-speed plane with the idea that they could use it to go back and forth from Europe and maybe put a team there? You traveled a whole bunch coming from Oakland to have to play all of us in the snow belt over here. Do you think that's a game changer for the NFL if they could shorten those flights?
Well, I've got a little nugget for you that I've not shared with anyone in the wake of this story breaking. Hmm. When we played a preseason game in London, Al Davis, for those who might not know who I'm referencing, Al had to get back to the United States to attend an event that was very important. And the time frame in which he could do that was very, very restricted. We flew him back on the Concorde.
Really?
So there you go. We were ahead of the chains. Pun intended. We did it first, NFL. We flew Al home on that Concorde. So it absolutely, you know, assuming that the one issue, of course, is their very small seating capacity. So, it's not going to be an overnight change in paradigm. It's not going to be an overnight paradigm shift for international travel, but can it help? Yes. And NFL, just remember which team did it first.
Do you think that's the future? Is that we're going to have a team or two possibly over in London?
I don't know whether we will have teams based there full times. I do believe that we will continue to see international growth, additional games, teams that may stay a few weeks at a time. If there are ultimately teams based overseas, there are a lot of adjustments that will have to be made to process. Just one example would be Tuesdays. Tuesdays during the season are traditionally when teams bring in free agents to work them out. Well, if you're based in London or overseas anywhere, you are not flying a free agent who's living in California to London for a workout on hurry, we need you here tomorrow. So what they may have to do is create a base ops if these teams are stationed in Europe, put a base ops in the East Coast, and then do things virtually. But when you do work out a player, you want your coach to be able to walk out to the field. You want your trainers, your medical staff to walk out. They're going to have to address all that with local base ops here that can service teams over there. There's a lot of logistics to be worked out, but I would not be surprised at all to see continued international growth.
And let me throw this one at you as a, can I call you a Cal gal? Because you went to Cal? Is that fair?
Oh, you sure can, because okay. It's big game week, baby.
I hear you. But my bigger question is, especially with the Browns eyeing and maybe drafting a quarterback, is the former Cal quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. Do you have any thoughts on him, or did you let him go when he went to Indiana? You can say, all right, I'm not going to watch him anymore because he's not at my school anymore, and I can respect that. But what do you think of him?
Well, he's a phenomenal quarterback, and I was very, very sad to see him go. But I'm delighted with the quarterback Cal has in his stead. So those are not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I think he is someone to keep your eye on. He is really, really, really good. And now may I please just take 1 second to express my opposition, NC2A, to allowing the transfer portal to be open, to allowing students to move before all postseason games
yes.
again.
Oh,
Mendoza left the week before Cal played in a bowl game. And I just don't think that's the right thing to do. And it's not his fault. He had to. I'm not blaming Mendoza. That's the way the system is designed. NC2A, here's what you got to do. No player should be eligible to transfer before every single playoff game, postseason game, bowl game, whatever we want to call them, not until every single one is done. Because you can't allow the players who aren't in those games to transfer, because that could take spots from players who are in those games. So NC2A, make this change. Nobody transfers till every bowl game's over. That said, I wish him the best, and you should keep your eye on him.
It's funny. I hear Ryan Day, but I hear Ryan Day, but I don't see Ryan Day, but we're on the radio. So that's
I've always had the thought, Amy.
Ryan thinks the same thing. I mean, he's said that time and time again, and that's I agree with that. Like, why are we allowing the portal to be open while the season's still going? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I believe in the portal. I believe if coaches have the right to walk into someone's home, recruit that student for their school, and then the coach can walk out, the students have the same right as well. But it is not fair to your teammates if you are put in a position, as Mendoza was. Again, not his fault.
Right.
But how is that fair to your team if you're leaving them on the eve of a ball game?
I've always thought they should move it to the end of May, right around Memorial Weekend, and that should be the portal, and then that way you can dominate all the headlines as the NCAA of who's moving where, because all you've got going in Memorial Day weekend is baseball.
I'll let the NC2A know your idea, because it's very good.
Right. Do it there, and then that way, and if these coaches are going to whine and complain and say things, well, you know, I don't have enough time to get these guys up to date and all that stuff, dude, you got 3 months. Go. You can figure this out. I have faith in you. You're adults. You can do this. It's
spring,
not that hard.
Spring ball is the only question that comes into play on what you're talking about, though, doesn't it?
Andy.
Sorry.
You got 4 months. You can put this together.
Fair enough. Amy, have a great Thanksgiving weekend. You know we always appreciate when you're on, and we're always looking for you at CBS Sports.
Also, get Amy in the Hall of Fame. Amy's up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Get her in the Hall of Fame.
I love joining you guys. It's always a pleasure to do so. And even though I will be rooting for Raider fans this weekend, I love you, Cleveland fans.
Thank you, Amy. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.